Hey, this is Taylor Burns from the Wild Feathers, and you're listening to WUKY.
Thank you.
The first time I started listening to NPR was the KUT station down in Austin, Texas.
Okay.
And it's still one of my favorite radio stations ever. I live in Nashville now, but I just think you hear music that you don't hear on every other station, especially like there was a blues night there that I really enjoyed. I grew up playing the blues, and my dad's a blues guitarist, so
that's cool.
I don't know how it influenced me as a musician, but I think it just gets people into a broader state of mind musically, because like pop radio is so narrow and so focused, it's hard to get out and hear things that are different and way cool.
All, yeah.
Yeah, it's so, it's like they just kind of cram something down your throat.
What was it like touring with the Paul Simon tour?
Fucking incredible. I don't know if I can say that. It was awesome. We were, I feel like we're a completely different band now. That was a year and a half, almost 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But it kind of really, it made us know, like, let us know like how professionals do it, like how to be pro all the way, just from the crew to everything to sound check. I mean, his attention to detail is second to none. Like, it's incredible. He stops his sound check one day. I was like, hey, are the timbales out of tune or something? It's like, holy, it sounded amazing. Like, we're listening, you know, and it sounds incredible. And then he just has an incredible ear, and he demands the most out of his people, and it shows in the live shows.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Our last question is, could you tell us a little bit about how you guys got into the truck stop covers?
Yeah, we just always, we're kind of always like tinkering around on guitars, like in the van or wherever we are, and I think we were sitting around someday just kind of doing a cover, like a Leave on Helm song or something, and one of our people at the label was like, y'all should film this, like why don't y'all film this and we'll do like a truck stop series. We're like, alright, that's kind of cool, because we kind of do it anyway.
Yeah.
So it might as well just turn it into something, and so it kind of snowballed into this whole like big thing now.
How'd you guys start calling it Truck Stop?
Well, because originally we were going to do it all at truck stops, but sometimes it's not natural for it. Like, we're not like, oh, we're just feeling like playing right now. So it's like we did one in the streets of Chicago.
That's cool. Kind of like a vlog type one.
Yeah, like rest stops, or like even in the hotel room sometime. We're just like kind of jamming around. Like, might as well get this and give something to the, you know, people who are interested and want to hear something different. So
just like organic.
Yeah, just organic. Just something that's different than the song. You know, we only have 12 songs out right now, or 14, I think. So just kind of give some fans a little extra something to listen to. That's not one of our tunes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What are your favorite settings to play in? It's sort of a diverse range.
Yeah.
Going out in a hotel room and being festivals like this, but where do you feel most comfortable with the rest of the
band? You know, that's a good question. I love festivals. I love the atmosphere at festivals, because so many people are like, there's just so many great musicians and bands to see, and everyone's like excited. It's just kind of like what I grew up thinking about, like Woodstock and like Isle of Wight, what it would be like, you know.
Yeah.
So I do love festivals, but my all-time favorite sound wise and everything are like theaters, like old, like we played the Palace Theater in Louisville. That's the best musical moment I've had
in the Palace.
Yeah, and just most of those old theaters just set up to sound acoustically to sound amazing. So sound wise and everything, I think theaters, but I love the festival environment. It's hard to beat.